My dad got locked up the day before my birthday last year, right? In February of last year, a young lady that he was seeing, they had stopped seeing each other, and he got a restraining order on her. He called the police. The police responded that she was there at the house. Now, mind you, my dad is not without guilt or blame here because he had about 20 pounds of marijuana on his bed upstairs. Now, this is how this went per the testimony, because I got to go to his last court date. And I'm so glad the judge saw through everything that was being said and done and, you know, and acted and did what he did. But according to the arrest warrant, when the police got there, you know, they asked my dad, could they go upstairs and look for her stuff? My dad said yes, twice. Now, you got 20 pounds of weed on your bed, you going to send the police upstairs in your room? Heck to the no. So
not it's like a common sense they're asking. Thing.
Exactly. So, in the arrest warrant, it said that they never properly Mirandized my dad when they locked him up.
So they had an arrest warrant, but not a...
They didn't even have an arrest warrant. They just were there warrant. For a call.
They didn't have a search warrant.
They didn't have a search warrant. They weren't invited into the house, none of that. Okay. So...
But they asked if they could search the house, and he said yes.
Exactly. So, you know, the arraignment, the defendant can't say anything, just the police officer can. So the one police officer out of the two that was there to testify, he said to the judge, can I refer to my notes? And he went on to tell this tale of how they separated them. And he asked my dad twice. And he said, yeah. And they went upstairs and they came downstairs and put him in handcuffs. And they were like, you know, they let her go and this, that, and the other. So he finally had a trial in December. So his girlfriend and I were there. He had a really nice public defender. She's like the kind of girl that got picked on in school. So she's like coming at you with a vengeance. Okay?
Oh, no.
Yes. So... She gets them. She tells us that, you know, what her plan is. She's going to try to get the cocaine evidence squashed. But that didn't work. She said, I have another trick up my sleeve, so just bear with me.
Cocaine, so, not marijuana.
Yeah, he had cocaine. Oh, it must have been hers, though, in front of the TV. But it was like a small quantity. But just because the so-called police expert, which is just a detective that's been at many narcotics busts, he's the expert. How? Testified that he felt as though it made my dad a dealer. They kept it. So the judge threw that argument out. So then she pushed for a suppression of the evidence to have it all thrown out. So she starts to cross-examine the officers. So apparently, the one officer, the 10-year veteran, never heard of this statute that she put in front of him. The statute says that when you go into someone's house, first of all, you have to ask, can you come in? Okay. They didn't ask, can they come in? Second of all...
So they asked if they could search the house, but they didn't ask if they could come in.
And that's... No, it gets better. Okay. Check this out. Second of all, when you ask a person, can I go upstairs and search your house? That person is supposed to sign an affidavit of consent. And you're supposed to call...
It's not enough just to say...
No, and you have to call the lieutenant out. And the lieutenant has to be there. They never called the lieutenant. And he never signed anything. Okay, and he supposedly, according to his notes, told both officers twice that they could go upstairs and look in his room, which just still doesn't sound right. Okay, then they go. One officer goes upstairs, comes downstairs, and says, "Handcuff everybody." Right. Well, let me rewind. Before they asked him, could they go and search? He said, "I have a restraining order against her."
Right.
They were supposed to put her in handcuffs, escort her out the house, and check the restraining order. They never did that.
Okay.
Because had they done that, they would have just took her and they would have been gone. The officer comes downstairs. He wasn't
calling that night to start the process of a restraining order.
No, he had it. I have a copy of it here.
Okay.
So he goes up. The officer comes downstairs and says, put both of them in handcuffs. And then the other officer goes upstairs and looks around and comes downstairs. They separate my dad in the kitchen. They claim my dad said to them, the drugs are mine. Let her go. Just like that. And then they proceeded to ask him some questions, which A, was against the law because he was never properly Mirandized, so he was never read his rights. Even when they asked him, could they search the house, they had the right, they were supposed to tell him that you have the right to tell us no.
Right.
And we can leave. They never told him that.
Hmm.
Not only did they not Mirandize him, but they also questioned him without a lawyer. So they just did everything wrong. The judge threw all the evidence out. Everything. These were two black cops. The judge asked one of them if he was a woman and he said, I have a restraining order against him, what would you do? Oh, we probably would have put the gentleman in handcuffs and checked the restraining order. So what was the difference now? Because you wanted to do what you wanted to do, right? Because you felt like it was something more there that you just wanted. You just wanted to do what you wanted to do. This is what the judge said to the officers.
To the officers. Huh.
I was just like, it was jaw-dropping. This is what's going on now. Mm-hmm. These police officers, all that. The one officer told the public defender, I may have heard of the statute, but I don't think I've ever read it. You've been an officer for 10 years and you've never read the statute. Yikes. So y'all running around playing police officer and y'all not even following the rules because y'all didn't even read the rules. 10 years you've been a cop. So it's not just white cops. It's black cops. Monique's landlord is from Bangladesh. He's a Philadelphia police officer. He got a lot of stuff with him too. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But to them, they're above the law because they are the law. But when you start violating people's rights, those rights and those laws were written to protect also, not only just to prosecute. When you start violating people's constitutional and civil rights, something is wrong.